I've been in and out of the area all my life, and but for the past 25 plus years now, I've been occupying them. And with the slowly emerging idea of creating a sort of artist's community, let's say, and I mean, I'm an artist and dedicated my life to being creative and selling, making my living from my t-shirts and my prints and my sculptures, and but I'm also actually quite nicely positioned and to engage other artists and work with them, and you know, support other local BVI artists that want to sell their work that may not have the access to a marketplace that I fortunately do. And also, I've created a network of artisans throughout the whole region. So when you go into my shop, you're not just seeing BVI stuff, you're seeing artisans and artists work from Trinidad, from Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, all the way up the islands. And so, yeah, it's become a kind of a, we call it, I've subtitled it as Aragon Studio, the local art centre, you know. So in that respect, it's been consciously thought out. But it, you know, waxes and wanes and has flourishing, lovely moments, and it has some, you know, tricky periods too.
Some artists like working on their own. Obviously, from what you've created, you're much more of a collaborative artist. What do you get from working with other people?
Ah, that's a good one. It's a real energy buzz to be able to share and sort of inspire and encourage and collaborate, like you say. I know I studied, that was when I was at university in the UK, I studied the history of art. So I got a sort of a fairly deep-end immersion into the sort of what it means to be an artist and the function and the role an artist can play in society, which is great, and it's a fascinating sort of privilege to be able to understand what I'm doing. You know, there's a million art schools in the UK, and there's a million people walking around calling themselves artists, but quite a limited amount of them actually realise the function and the role. You're not saying that demeaningly, it's just that when you come out of art school from a random provincial town, then you're an artist, but you have to actually quite slightly understand what it means and how to work it, as it were. So that was a nice privilege to be able to do that. And then coming to the Caribbean, coming back home to the Caribbean from the UK, knowing that one of the sort of biggest cries that I've always heard growing up in the Virgin Islands is, oh, there's no art and craft here. And it's, you know, and it's a sort of a dying culture. Craft in the Virgin Islands and the Caribbean has always been like a missing part of the society. And for lots of reasons that I can't go into in this mouthful, but you know, there are reasons that it was on demise and didn't really have a role in society. So the other thing I studied at in the UK was economics, and the basic line of scarcity creates value. It does sort of made me realise, hang on, the more I do and the more I encourage others to do, the better it is for me, but also for the economy and for all of the artists that want to get on board, you know. So it's a kind of a nice way of, I like to bring people on board.
I'm interested, though, you say that there was, if you like, a decline in art. So was there a sort of thriving art sector at one point here?
Not strictly, no. No, the BVI, it's always been it's sort of a hard plantation slavery economy going back 200-300 years, you know, and but there are elements within that that were still producing the what were really functional items for that plantation economy. Straw hats is one of the BVI's, was number one craft products, and baskets, obviously useful for the field and for farming, and then became tourist products in the early period of tourism. But then, because of that generation of people in the transforming times of from agrarian to tourism starting to die out, suddenly there's no hat makers and there's no basket makers. So it's a kind of there's a gap. And so I've been helping to try and preserve. It's not easy because it's kind of a one-man show. In the BVI, but throughout the bigger islands, there is a craft culture, which I can tell you about. One second. Yeah, I can tell you about it. In the Caribbeans, did you notice that big canoe I had there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
I spoke to Johnny about that.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Cool. Good. Yeah, well, Johnny and I made that, and we journeyed all through the islands, connecting together the Carib people. And again, lots of their crafts were functional and practical things, but like baskets and wooden bowls and, you know, spoons and all that kind of functional, practical stuff. But totally viable tourism souvenir and sort of meaningful, useful items that people like to come on holiday and buy.